Our captain will come for us. Mercy will be the last thing on his mind.
I am counting on it.
Fear of death is illogical.
Fear of death is what keeps us alive.
Everyone who goes there, he kills.
That's our friends out there. We can't just leave them behind.
Unity is not your strength. It's a weakness.
I think you're underestimating humanity.
Okay, here's the deal. I have to admit I'm a bit conflicted with Star Trek Beyond. On one hand, the film is a fun-filled action romp in a hard science fiction setting. It's an enjoyable and crowd-pleasing film. On the other hand, it's a terrible Star Trek movie. The third installment in the rebooted series sees Kirk and the crew of the Enterprise on a rescue mission to a nebula as they are ambushed and stranded on a distant planet with the Mad Men. Gone are the cerebral elements of Star Trek, replaced with bombastic action, motorcycle chases, and a Beastie Boy soundtrack. If you can watch this without any baggage from the original series and other films, it can be a decent space saga. However, even as a standalone episodic version of the television series, it's so full of knee-jerk character moments and shallow thinking that Gene Roddenberry would find himself responding with a Captain Picard facepalm. Purely as a summer popcorn flick, Star Trek Beyond gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.